The Incredibly Hideous Elf. Malcolm Ashworth, Grade 8. École Côte du Soleil. In a reality out of reach a disturbingly short time ago, there was an elf so incredibly ugly, women wouldn't spare him a glance no matter how important in the military he got. He had tried wearing masks, dating outside his species and trying with women known for having exceedingly low standards, but nothing worked. He resigned himself to his bedroom until the fateful day. He woke up with a start, sirens blazing, on Christmas Eve? He thinks to himself. A squire bursts into the room. Sir, there's an ambush. The battle went on well into the night. Until the crown gives the order to retreat and disperse to reduce casualties on the battlefield, ash had blown all through the night. In the morrow he awoke in unknown territory. As he walks to town, he takes notice of people staring at him. Although he experienced it before, this time felt different, the looks were not of disgust but still negative. He went to an inn to inquire about his location. Turns out he was behind enemy lines in orc territory. As he rented a room, he caught devious stares of lust from a girl sitting cross-legged on a chair across the inn bar. When he asked the innkeeper about the abnormal girl, she responded in a surprised tone of voice. For such a handsome face, how aren't you used to it already? After a long drawn-out conversation, he finally understood that he was incredibly attractive by orc standards. Have a Merry Christmas smiley face. A Stray's Christmas. Samuel Legault, Grade 8. École Côte du Soleil. I was once a stray with no food and no owner. I was living in a dumpster on Redwood Street filled with all sorts of bugs and rats. Lucky for me, the dumpster was abandoned, so no big dump truck would come to pick up everything I had every few weeks. It was getting closer and closer to December, and that's when it would get really cold, so I needed someone that could somehow adopt me. My first plan was to move around the city because I thought that if more people were seeing me, then there would be a better chance someone would take me. Well, that plan was just a waste of time. I needed to fit in with all the other dogs and act lost, and maybe someone would take me home. That was my second plan. So I would squish on a collar and go to the three different dog parks in town. It took me a whole week to finish that, and I still came out unsuccessful. I was doomed. I accepted my fate. I just lay down in a small alley for what I thought were my last few days. This man appeared and pulled out a treat from his bag and gave it to me. He kept on passing by every day until one day he came with his car and picked me up and brought me home. He told me that he found me just in time for something called Christmas. Roy's Christmas Story. Max Carrière, Grade 8. École Côte du Soleil. My name is Roy. I'm the seventh child in a family of 12. Today at school, my teacher announced that we're going to have a Christmas story contest and that the prize is $1 million. I thought to myself and realized that if I win, I can get the new PS6. The next day at school, we started our stories, but I didn't know what to write about. I wanted to write something cool, but what? When I got home, I watched about 17 YouTube videos on how to write the best Christmas story. One of them said, to get the best ideas, you need to do yoga for about 3 hours a day. So I did, but I didn't get any ideas, and now there is only a week left. 2 days later, I thought to myself that I should ask Ms. Happy for advice, but she was homesick. I'm doomed. Now there are only 5 days left. Then with all my failures, I went to my last resort. I asked the nerd. The nerd gave me the best advice, and I'm not going to tell you. Okay, I'll tell you. It's not how cool it is, but how it makes others feel. So with 12 hours left, I made a story that would inspire others to be patient, respectful, and how to thank nerds with the spirit of Christmas. With the nerd's expertise, I won, so I gave him half of the prize and to charity.